Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big fan headline for you. Craig, you listening up here, everybody? Puritans of the world. Jacob deGrom. He was checked before his start today, so I guess I didn't jinx him that bad into poor health. He was checked for all manner of foreign sticky substances, and he passed with flying colors. America's hero.
Let's go.
Jacob deGrom. They even, like, it looked like, Pony, they were fiddling with his belt. Like he had something hidden there, which the SNY broadcasters were wondering if things are going to get a little bit X-rated with this pregame pat-down that looked like it could have been conducted by TSA. Fan headlines brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. All right. How's it going so far, Pony? How are you? You know, we're in here under the bright fluorescent lights. Craig and I are doing our thing. The storms have passed. It's starting to get sunnier out. How are you holding up with a dog, statues, humidity, no central air, all that stuff?
This is fun. This is like a semi-vacation for me to do the show this way. I just sit here. I've got a big comfortable chair. I've got a bunch of radio equipment in me. I've been drinking
water.
Arnold Palmer's.
Mm. Not John Daly's, though.
No, I'm going to save that for six, I think. Yeah. And the thing is, there's predictability in the unpredictability of Chris Miller.
Uh-oh.
That I have a kind of an idea where you're going with things, but not a total idea. And that's where the entertainment comes in. Where is Chris with this? It's not a total blank canvas. There's an art teacher in the room saying, well, I'd like you to kind of go in this direction. You know, a lot more modern, Baroque. You know, you pick your style of art, and you're doing it. You've got the easel, you've got the paints, you've got the paintbrush, and I'm just here looking over your shoulder, man.
Yeah, it makes me have a new appreciation for what you had to do when I wasn't coming in for.
Did
15
we get
months.
Another guest blowing us off? By the way,
no. Jeff Hathorn's going to be on in a minute. I will tell you this though.
Yeah.
That in about 15 minutes, our listeners are going to be able to call in and have a chance at a four-pack of tickets to the Pirates opening weekend 2.0 game against the Brewers, which is Saturday, July 3rd at PNC Park. I will tell you this.
Okay.
The way that people are going to win that, okay, yeah. I'll just tell them now, Craig, so people can get primed. This is a Malzy Monday. It's an experiment on this show. If the boss thinks it works great, we might do it again. If the boss thinks it was terrible, I'll go back. I'll slink back into my cave over there and never be allowed to drive a show as long as I live. I want listeners in about 15 minutes, so get yourselves ready mentally for this, to start giving us their feedback on this. And the person whose feedback, positive or negative, for this little experiment is most entertaining is going to win those tickets. Anyway.
I like that.
Yeah, oh yeah. We're going to give our listeners a chance to shine, for sure. What's that?
No, I was going to say, give them a voice. Give them a chance to give you... Put it in the suggestion box.
Pony,
honest, real feedback on the fly in real time.
Pony, the station is called The Fan. And we're the PM team presented by the Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Jeff Hathorn, sports director, is on the line right now. Jeff.
So Chris.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question first. So for people that win those tickets, will they get to stay for the whole game or will they get pulled after 6 2/3?
What did you think of that decision, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan. Chasen Shreve is not a part of the Pirates' future. JT Brubaker, maybe. I want to see him get out of every tough situation, get pushed to every extreme possible within reason. but he was at 76 pitches and threw 59 strikes. Let him get out of the jam. Like, I understand it's a situational move. You're trying to win the game. I get that. But you're really not trying to win games this year. You're trying to skill develop. It's like AAU. You are skill developing this team, so let those skills develop. Don't play situationally when it comes to a guy that may be a part of your future. If it's Trevor Cahill, then play situationally all you want, but not with JT Brubaker.
I think he played the situation, Derek Shelton, that is, Jeff, the way that the Pirates wanted him to, which is put the inferior player into the game right now because we'd rather lose these games than win them. And I think that's been the guiding principle behind most of the pitching moves that he's made over the last week and a half, 2 weeks that people have complained about. They're not trying to win games. And even though it's lefty on lefty, JT Brubaker in that moment was a better option than Chasen Shreve. And that's why I think Shelton went to him. I don't think it's his call.
Yeah, maybe. I think they're just being too cautious with these guys.
But Jeff, how else do you explain why he keeps guys like Tyler Anderson and Trevor Cahill in games and gets his better starting pitchers out of there? There's no other justification for it.
I can't explain it. I get your point in that being the justification. But again, in these situations, like I think many others, I want to see Brubaker stay in games. Like,
we have a boss we have a boss that pull back the curtain, says things to us all the time, like just run the play, which means this is a directive from up top. Do it this way if you want to still work here. And that's what I think the Pirates have done with Shelton. You knew what you were getting into. We didn't sell you a load of BS. It's a rebuilding thing. You've known that from day one. We're not trying to win every game. We're, in fact, you're saying skill development. It's best for us over the next 3 years to get as close to the number one pick as humanly possible. And I think that's what every there's no other justification for when they pull guys, and they probably rest their good players more than any team in baseball. I've seen Michael Perez more in the last month than I care to, because I think that's what they're all about. They're all about trying to bottom out and lose 110 games.
Although I would say that maybe more than just, you know, they don't want Jacob Stallings falling apart. And by the way, damn those Diamondbacks for not playing along with the Pirates' plan.
Jeff, I'm not going to go any further down this road because I'm saving a topic. You know what? I'm doing something I shouldn't do. I'm saving a topic for tomorrow. Sorry.
What?
I'm saving something.
Wow. You're holding back.
Yeah.
You might get pulled, Chris.
Jeff, did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm saving something. Sorry.
He's keeping something in his back pocket for tomorrow's show without me?
Yep. I'll be honest, I maybe should have done it earlier in today's show, but I think it could spark such a rich discussion that I want to give it more time to breathe like a fine wine, Pony.
And it's only going to get better without me.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is the hardest decision I've had to make today, is whether or not to pull the ripcord on this thing and let it fly right here or to hold it off.
Oh.
I'll have tell you about it tomorrow.
Jeff,
Wednesday.
You should hear Mueller. Two things have been front and center on this show where he's been steering the ship. Number one is he opened with an anti-Roethlisberger topic. And number
two,
the glee in which he has described DeChambeau's back nine yesterday. I've never heard more excitement. I'm hundreds of miles away, and I can see Chris Mueller smile every time he says 44 on the back nine today. It's unreal.
Yeah. I happen to share Chris's excitement with that. I have to admit, I enjoy.
Why do you guys hate
DeChambeau
so much?
I don't hate it. I just think it's very funny and relatable because I shot a 44. Granted, not at Torrey Pines. I was at Moon on Saturday, but I shot a 44 on the back nine as well. Yeah, exactly. The courses are very similarly set up. I don't know. It's funny because even if he's telling the truth, he manages to come off just like, I don't know, like a big old jacked up nerd. It's just the bounces. Just bad luck. It is what it is. Oh, well. Dude, you shot a 44.
Right. And, Pony, for me, part of it's jealousy. I mean, I wish I could hit a golf ball that far. I openly admit that. But the fact that he doesn't have control over it and just is so, well, who cares? I'll just hit it over in the rough. Like, that's not how you play it. That's the Phil Mickelson mentality. And Phil Mickelson has never won an Open.
And he won
keeps that mentality. he won't win an Open.
Well, he won one already last year. But no, that's what I was going to say. He bombed and gouged winged foot, like, you know, this heritage golf course that's up there with Oakmont in terms of prestige. He bombed and gouged it into submission, and he tried it again, and he got burnt, and it is very fun to see that.
And the mics
and that
picked
was
up.
My point.
The mics picked up yesterday. Some guy in the gallery screamed at him after he, you know, in the middle of his meltdown. He said, "Did you forget your calculator at home?" And when I heard that, I will admit to laughing. However, what I don't get about the whole DeChambeau-Koepka thing is why so many golf fans and people that aren't pros side with Koepka over DeChambeau.
Because he seems like the cool guy in this situation.
Right. Well, that's what I don't get.
People want to be on the side of the cool guy.
But most of us aren't cool. Most of us can relate to the nerd more than we can the jock.
But we don't want to be the nerd.
Yeah, that's
we
the whole
be
point.
The popular
this is revenge
jock.
Of the nerds,
our entire
Jeff.
Our entire
this
job
is the nerd strikes back.
Tony, our entire job is trying to relate to the jocks while knowing deep down we're all nerds.
Right. That's why DeChambeau to me is such a likable figure. The nerd figured it out. He got bigger and stronger than the jocks, and he's kicked their ass. Koepka is the type of guy that I hate. He's just a great natural athlete. He only cares, like, you know, every time there's a major and couldn't give a rat's behind about the rest of the golf calendar. He's in
he
good
played
shape.
Hurt. You should love the fact that he battled and has played the last two majors very hurt.
We're not great jocks.
So you don't have any appreciation for pain tolerance or for battling and playing
I
when
do.
You're not your best? You
no,
play
I'm
hurt all the time on this show. You've come
well,
in.
Thank you.
You got stretchered off the court at a basketball game. Craig and I thought you were on death's door and might need, like, one of those spinal collars. And then you came in at 10 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah, but the difference – but Koepka cares only 4 or 5 times a year. The rest of the time, he doesn't. He's a good-looking guy. He's muscular. He could have played probably another sport just because of his size and his build. And I can't relate to that guy. I'm not rooting for a team. I'm rooting for an individual in golf. Bryson DeChambeau is more relatable to me.
But then Koepka offered free beer to people. Like, that wins. Anyone who was on the fence with Koepka, like, that
well,
goes over
DeChambeau
the top.
DeChambeau hit it into a 12-pack? Didn't that happen?
Wasn't that incredible?
Who was the guy that hit it into the Stella?
It was him. He hit it right by
He wasn't the guy who hit it into the tree, however, yesterday, which is an unbelievable. Mackenzie Hughes.
And by the way, what was
the ruling on that? I didn't have the volume
on. It's an unplayable lie, I believe. He got up into a tree, Sergio did once, and hit a ball out of a tree, climbed a tree at a tournament, hit a ball out of a tree into the fairway.
He wasn't getting up to that one.
No. But that I think it's a penalty, right, Jeff? One shot.
Yes. And by the way, I think Dan Hicks had the line of the day when he said after DeChambeau's ball landed by those empties that he might want to pound a couple of those before he hit his next shot, which was an incredible line.
Yep.
Jeff, last one here since we got down the golf rabbit hole, but I'm not unhappy about it. I'm trying to think of which is the juicier question, but I'll go with the one we started with today that made Pony mad and our listeners mad. You feel better or worse about Ben Roethlisberger than you did versus at the end of that playoff game against the Browns where he and Pouncey were having, like, their end-of-the-road moment on the bench?
Better. I do. And you mentioned rabbit hole. I could go right down the rabbit hole with Roethlisberger, but I will say this. He is by far their best option at quarterback, and maybe that's the main reason, but I feel better about Roethlisberger being the Steelers quarterback than any of the other options that they have for this year. And I'm hoping that somehow he and Canada and a new offensive line and a running back that was all world in college will make this offense better. I know there's a lot of ifs and buts there, but I do feel better with Ben Roethlisberger there. I do.
Jeff, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. And we'll probably talk to you again on, I don't know, Wednesday. And maybe I'll bring you on tomorrow just to do the topic that I held off for today, okay?
I can't wait to hear what this topic is. Jeff. Mueller won't talk to you on Thursday, and I don't know if I can tell you the reason on the air yet or if that has to be kept secret.
Wow.
Well, it's not Chris, like I was trying out to replace Rush Limbaugh like a couple weeks ago, of course.
Mueller was given an invitation from our boss to play a very
prestigious course in the area.
Which makes sense because Chris is actually good. Colony has played so many courses for free in the area, and is Pittsburgh's guest, and Starkey somehow got himself thrown into there. Although now I'm hearing,
I think Starkey's the reason this is even happening.
But now I'm hearing that Starkey's dealing with a Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack injury.
Yeah, I think
he is.
I think there's a little bit of concern as to what he's gotten himself into.
My arm.
My arm. It's broken. Yeah, Sonya Henny's out. We'll take Joe Starkey.
I keep waiting to be Ty Webb and being invited into this thing.
Well, maybe next time. The world needs ditch diggers, Jeff.
Yes.
Goodbye.
I'm gonna go back to digging. Bye, boys.
Bye, Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.